first of all, born with a gown, he was disappointed and his mother took you by. And when she got on with it, she heard this. And from that on, she wore the trousers and smoked the pipe and had a drink and now just at the man. You remember all of the man, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah.
And then there was Anthony. And Anthony had 12 of us when we were kids. The Frail Squad, he called us. Hmm. And he was in the British Army. And I was a baby, and he used to carry me on his shoulders. And we'd go over to Clyde, and he'd take down the silver fox, and go down to the river, and show us how to stick beads. Hmm. And he'd catch the fox for the fur of Scotland, and we'd have to take it home and tell him how it developed. And then we, the Stevens, had said, was a party. We were all invited over. And Santi arrived on ours, filled it a little, heavy, filled it up. Right with the fight of toys. And you always got a penny from the toys. You got two toys. Your name and all was on them. And the staff would be there too. Because when you were a kid, that's on the table, would be 15 foot down, and it was made with bones and biscuits, which you thought you'd never. So Stevens' day was more important than Christmas Day, anyway. That's true. I said, poor Anthony then got engaged to a girl in Dublin. She was a Catholic. And her name was Miss Timmons. And he had to tell Miss Timmons, we were all invited over to meet Miss Timmons. And were engaged. And the story was that we were something back to the British Army. She was a Catholic. And I don't know what way to arrange her in here, but the British Army sent them over to South Africa. And there was about a month out there when he shot. So that ended that story. That's right.
Sad, sad but true.
Right, well, that is true. That
at
is
what age would he have been, Desi, when
he was entirely totally.
And he had no family to this lady?
No, he was only engaged to her.
Oh, he was only engaged.
You understand, right?
They were keeping him away.
And then he was sent back there. And the story was that they were keeping her away from there.
Yeah.
It was not the way, but he was sent to South Africa.
And the tall daughter in the foster family was, she was known as May.
She was, Dorothy, I think was her name.
Yes.
And she was married to
May. Can I give you a cup of tea?
But there is fathers. They originally come from Belfast, right? There's something, there's a chapel in Belfast, foster. Because there was a man up loving the history of it one day, and he was telling me that. This foster school, this was a foster school.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember John Rupert being a foster on the back.
Yeah.
He originated the nice letter plate right in the schools.
Right,
yeah, that's right.
There was an old school in the back of the story was that your man, even the chap that was walking in the last with Monaghan, said that the ruins of the school was there. But he'd come across paths through the wood and stairs that they used to have to go down without being seen through the wood to the school. But it's just out from the, I won't say the man that was not now, but I remember the ruins when I shot the pigeons in the stone wall.
Yeah. But then he was into education, Bear Foster himself.
Sorry?
He was in big in education.
Right, be a
brother.
Yeah.
Well,
be a brother.
Oh, yes, and so was the new school in town.
But you all go to school here in this building?
No, that's what we did. No, Jim wouldn't have. But I did, and Desi did.
I did.
And Jerry tells me here he spent one day at school here.
I was down on holidays in Germans 60 years ago, and we lived in Drogheda. And of course, we got early holidays in the Christian Brothers in Drogheda. And I came down to the cousins here in the Mins Aloud, and they were staying at school in Clannistown. And obviously, it was arranged. And I came up here, and I think it was at school here for 1 or 2 days with the Gernon boys.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's right.
The senior through young was enough.
What was it like in the school?
Yes, there were four classes.
Four classes.
Was divided there. Divided above. Miss Daisy was there, McGrain was here, Mrs. O'Brien, and Miss Sharkey.
After that changed then some years later after Miss
Sharkey.
Miss Donnelly and Mrs. O'Brien were here, and McGrain led upstairs all to himself.
So the boys were upstairs, were they?
No, it was a mixed school. We were way ahead of our time, weren't we?
That was it.
It was always a mixed school.
Infant
segregation here.